Welcome back, everyone, to Stethoscope, a podcast from the Northern Colorado Medical Society, bringing new scope on your community of physicians, healthcare topics, NCMS leadership, and more. You know me, I'm Paige, the executive director of the society and the lucky host of Stethoscope. As you know, our mission is to advocate on behalf of our physician members to encourage a strong and healthy medical profession. A part of encouraging this strong and healthy medical profession is providing outlets for our physician members to get to know their colleagues and allow them to think outside the realm of the exam room. I'm so thrilled to introduce today's guest, this year's Physician of the Year, Dr. Bernard Birnbaum. He graduated from George Washington University School of Medicine and completed a family residency at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. After some time, he then moved to Fort Collins in 2006 to join the Fort Collins Family Medicine Residency and has been the associate director since 2014. He was publicly elected to the Board of Health District of Northern Larimer County from 2008 to 2016, and he currently serves as the president of the Board of Health for the Health Department of Larimer County. Bernie is the proud father of two amazing children and is lucky to be married to Dr. Rachel Feldman, a general internist who works for Kaiser Permanente in Loveland, Colorado. Dr. Birnbaum, welcome. As usual, it's so wonderful to get some time with you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, we're excited to have you here today, not only to allow our physician members to get to know our Physician of the Year a little bit better, but we're also excited to talk to you about why medicine and the work of being physician is important to you, especially as we think about something like National Doctors Day. So are you looking forward to National Doctors Day? Are you excited to celebrate?
Not really. You know, I think National Doctors Day is, and I think it's great for physicians and healthcare professionals to be honored. We do hard work. That's important. I would love to see a National Patients Day.
Oh, yeah.
And remember that that we do our work as a calling and a service.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more, and I think that's a really great point. And we're definitely going to dive into a little bit more of that in a bit here. But on this podcast, I always try and help get people warmed up and ask a question that has nothing to do with medicine. So you're actually the first person I'm going to ask this one to. I'm trying to jazz it up a little bit with our guests. So what is the best thing that happened to you today?
Huh. Let me think on this for a second. I think the best thing that happened to me today is going to happen, which is carving out some time for exercise and health. I got the gift of a Peloton this year over the holidays, and I'm totally addicted. And I'll just comment that it's totally hilarious because someone sent me a video this morning of how annoying people who are new to Peloton can be. So maybe I'm that guy.
That's awesome. I've still held out on not buying a Peloton. I am so close. I can't believe I've made it this far through the quarantine. So congratulations, and I'm jealous of your purchase. So
I'm hopelessly addicted.
Well, good. Well, thank you for sharing that. I will. Thanks for humoring me on an odd warm-up question, but I'll get us back on track. So when we think about something like National Doctors Day and the NCMS Physician of the Year Award, even though I totally agree there probably needs to be a National Patients Day as well for celebration, why do you think it is important that we celebrate the physicians in our community?
Because I think that when push comes to shove, healthcare providers in general and physicians in particular will be there. You know, we sign up to deal in situations that are not good. Everybody at some point will need healthcare. Everybody at some point will need a doctor. And we will do whatever we can do to be there for people. And I think that, unfortunately, because of the business of medicine, sometimes physicians get a bad rap. But the reality of it is that we're all in this game to help people live better lives and help people feel better. And at some point, everybody will need that.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. And being in this position now since September and having the opportunity to work with so many amazing physicians in Northern Colorado, including yourself, it's very apparent that Northern Colorado physicians are very special. You know, they really, really care about their physicians and they really, really care about their community. And it makes such a big region feel small in a good way. I appreciate you sharing that. And I couldn't agree with you more.
We're incredibly fortunate. You know, I mean, this is an amazing medical community. The medical staff here, and when I say that, I really include everybody in the business, not just physicians, is incredibly committed to the health of the community. And frankly, partially because of that, and partially because of other reasons, we're lucky to live in an amazing place that feeds that.
Absolutely. I did some research on National Doctors Day because this is the first one that I'm really celebrating with physicians in Northern Colorado. And I guess it started in 1933, and it's grown quite a bit since then, having legislation signed in 1990 by President George Bush. But what I wanted to ask you is, when we think about physicians back in 1933 and where we are now, how do you think medicine has grown and changed for the better?
You know, I think back in 1933, the science of medicine was in its infancy, quite honestly. And I think back in 1933, there was a clear understanding that often relationship was medicine. I think one of the things as we have grown is that we actually have tools and medicines that we can bring to bear that help people. Unfortunately, I also think that means that we sometimes forget that relationship is medicine. And that's an unfortunate sort of side effect of technology.
You're totally correct. It is an unfortunate side effect of technology. And it's funny because relationships the past year have been so odd, right? Like I still haven't shook anyone's hand because I still don't have the vaccine. And so relationships have completely changed. So I guess that leads me to wonder, how do you think physicians have combated relationships in this world of COVID and having to really transfer to telemedicine for many of them?
That's a great question. Telemedicine was something that I think a lot of us were wary of or fearful about. But I think the reality of it is we develop ways of connecting despite the pandemic and despite technology. I was very wary of doing video visits, for example, but I feel like often I can really focus on the conversation and focus on the patient's words as much as focusing on their sort of being present. And sometimes that can actually be a powerful tool to get people to open up. And so I think it is a necessity that we use telehealth in this kind of a situation. And I think that we've learned that there will be applications for this going forward that will probably make our care better and make the time that we have with patients more useful. So I actually see it as being one of the silver linings of the pandemic, is that we've learned or are beginning to learn how to use this for good.
I think that's a really great point. And when we think about access to care and things like that, you know, that something like this is a game changer. So there have been silver linings that have come out of this, and you're totally right. And I'm interested to see where we're at in 10 years with it. I think it'll only get better. I can only hope, at least, but I'm assuming that it'll only get better. So
absolutely. I mean, I think about my kids who live on technology. And the reality of it is that for much of what they do, they don't want to have to come into the doctor's office. And the reality of it is that much of what we do can be done asynchronously or can be done over video. And I do think that this will enable engagement for people who otherwise might not be able to engage. Unfortunately, there's also real equity issues when it comes to technology. And a lot of folks, particularly older folks, folks that don't speak English, folks that can't afford the technology, have a really hard time using video technology or using telehealth in a way that works for them. So that's something that we'll have to figure out as well.
Absolutely. And yeah, no, this is a good side note is that, you know, the medical society, we are really committed to making sure that we're continuing equity and we're really strategically thinking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. So this is great that physicians as yourself are already asking these questions and the medical society is excited to also ask these questions in partnership with you and make sure that we're thinking ahead. So stay tuned, I guess. So hopefully some great solutions that we come up together. So, you know, you said this, I had a great opportunity to come visit you at Fort Collins Family Medicine office and do a quick video shoot, to celebrate your Physician of the Year award in a very odd virtual way this year through a virtual annual meeting. And you said something really profound in your video interview. And this is really exactly why I kind of wanted to interview you for this podcast that we'll release on National Doctors Day in celebration. And it's that, you know, it's an odd year for you to receive this award, but you said that everyone in healthcare, physicians, frontline healthcare workers, everyone deserves this award this year. So how, in your opinion, can we best celebrate those that everyone deserves, NCMS Physician of the Year, everyone deserves celebration on National Doctors Day?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are tangible ways and intangible ways, but first of all, I think for folks in the broader community to recognize that we all came to work, that throughout the pandemic, which did put healthcare workers' lives at risk, we came to work because it's what we do. And watching people sort of be alone, be sick alone, sometimes die alone from COVID, is an incredibly painful experience. And having the world turn upside down in healthcare was a pretty intense experience. And I think acknowledging that is really important. The second comment I guess I would say is it takes a village. And that's why I keep focusing beyond the physician community, because we can't do our work without all of the other healthcare providers out there. And they showed up too. And so I think for the broader community to recognize that is powerful, and for us to give ourselves a little hug and say, you know what, we did it, and recognize in the future that we'll do it again.
Absolutely. And I, if I could hug all of you, I would, because I'm so humbled to work with you all, because you're right, you did do it and you're continuing to do it every day. I mean, the road is not over for sure. And there's going to be some new challenges and some new mountains to climb, even with COVID-19, but you all continue to overcome it together. And I think, again, that brings us back to why, especially Northern Colorado, is such a special community of physicians. And when we think about medicine this year, and if we had to celebrate one victory in medicine, I can maybe assume what your answer would be, but what would one victory be this year in medicine that we could celebrate together?
Probably the vaccine, if that's what you're going to anticipate.
I anticipated that, but I figured maybe you had it out of the ball.
No, I mean, you know, it is a miracle of science that we have the vaccine. You know, I think the other thing that I would say that we need to celebrate again is just that, you know, the commitment we make in healthcare is to be there for patients that need us come hell or high water. And it came this year, we were there. And I think the recommitting to that is essential. You know, I can remember days when I was on call this year. And I'll tell you, as a family doc that does hospital medicine, I was intimately involved in the care of patients with COVID, but I was not managing them per se in the intensive care unit. You know, and I was on call watching the folks in the ICU do their work and the commitment that they were making to providing really the highest quality of care to people. It was incredibly heartening, and it reminded me of why we all do this. And that's why I think, again, you know, I think we all deserve this. I think our colleagues who work in the intensive care unit, ER settings, deserve a lot of praise. and that maybe that's part of the silver lining of this as well, is being able to sort of see how people can step up and come together when they need to.
Absolutely. And I, yeah, stepping up, and it's cool. And to hear that, you know, it was humbling and heartening for you to see all this going on too. And it just, again, kind of reiterates what an amazing physician you are, an amazing community member you are. And that leads into a great segue of, you know, something that you're really passionate about that I'd love to just dive a little bit deeper with you in, is your public health work and your service on the, you know, Board of Health and things like this. So if you can tell us a little bit more about why you're passionate in this arena and maybe why other physicians should join in on these public health efforts.
So the reason that I'm excited about public health is I think that as a physician and family doctor, I spend most of my time in the individual health realm. And I feel like the care that I can provide to an individual is impactful. But the reality of it is that the majority of health comes from the public health sphere. And being able to work in public health gives me or other physicians the opportunity to influence wellness of many lives rather than just one life. And I think understanding and participating in the concepts of public health informs our understanding of our individual patients as well. So a good example of that would be an understanding of folks' social determinants of health. How does their life or lifestyle contribute to their illness? How does the world that they were born into or the environment in which they live contribute to their wellness? And it gives us other avenues in individual health as well. So it's just an opportunity to actually really understand where people are coming from, and understand that there can be broader effects on health when delivered to a population, instead of just to the individual.
Absolutely. And when, I mean, it's a great point when we think about broader effects of health, and you know, if we tie it back to one of the big focuses of things like the Northern Colorado Medical Society is physician wellness. What is the real conversation that we need to have around physician health and physician wellness when it comes to making sure that we are supporting our physicians?
That's a fantastic question. I have a little rant about physician wellness.
We're ready for it.
give my residents and students. You know, we are complicit in a system that's broken. We're participating in care that is ineffective because of the system that's been created around us. And we all participate in that system, and that makes us unwell. You know, we work for relative value units. You know, we work for fee-for-service payments. And the reality of it is that we often can't serve our patients' needs for reasons of money. And while many of us really reap big financial benefits from that, we also reap a tremendous toxicity. So until we work collectively on making the system more just, for patients and for us and for our employees, we're not going to be well. And so when we spend a lot of time focusing on our wellness, when in reality we're not focusing on what makes us unwell, we're setting ourselves up to fail. And, you know, I could do a whole nother podcast on the reasons for that. But I think recognizing that we need to think about collectively and as medical societies, how to make the system more just, that will take us a long way towards being healthier.
Well, it's almost a gift to me on National Doctors Day to bring some really good scope and focus to the questions that we need to be asking as a medical society, as we continue to support our physicians, continue to support our community of patients, and just support healthcare in general. So I appreciate you sharing that. And I think that was a great way to kind of let you sign off. But are there any final words that you want to leave us with, or any final messages on National Doctors Day to physicians that are listening that you want to leave us with?
Yeah, I think what I would say to physicians is remember why we all got into this. which is that we care about people. And whether your passion is a small part of people or the entire organism or the population at large, remember why you do this, because it's certainly not for RVUs or profit generation. It's because you're taking care of people. And when we can remember that and find passion in that, we'll all be a hell of a lot happier.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. Birnbaum, for taking time to chat with us today. Thank you to all of our Northern Colorado physicians for all you do each day. And again, congratulations, Dr. Birnbaum, on Physician of the Year this year, and happy National Doctors Day to every physician listening in. And thank you for listening to Stethoscope, and we will see you soon.